Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to talk about where is the line between being kind and being taken advantage of? Atif, kick us off.
Yeah, thank you, Robin. Hello, everyone. So I think it's a great topic. It really talks about what I want, you know, for me, I think kindness, there is no line. Kindness is really for the kind. It's not for who's receiving. It's just like a forgiveness, right? It's for the forgiver. So that's my starting thought on that, because I think you really have to start thinking about, what is my other option? Can I be unkind? You know, mm-hmm. So do I draw a line and say, I'm going to stop? Well, when you get into a situation where you feel like you're being taken advantage of, that may be a different relationship or a different space other than kind.
Well, I made a note here that I felt that there's probably two components to this. One of the components is when you talk about kindness, are we talking about relative to your peers or subordinates and how you treat them and how they would respond to that? And then the other component was, what is your tolerance towards the measure of success? And what I mean by that is, you know, if you think that you can have more success by overt kindness, and I agree, kindness should always be your methodology. But if you think that more overt kindness is going to get you more results, then that's the path to follow. But too often, I think what happens is people confuse kindness with weakness. And I think that early on in a relationship, and that's why I made the point about peers and subordinates, you have to be able to differentiate to those folks what success looks like in terms of what you will tolerate, okay? Hmm. I think that kindness should always be your guiding principle, but if people treat you in a pejorative fashion, then you have to dig your heels in a little bit more if I'm clear in my communicating.
Jim?
Hmm. Yeah, so I kind of framed this question in terms of the effects on the giver. In that if you're being kind, you may be energized, you can always give more. The effects are generally pretty benign and recommended. But if you're being taken advantage, there's only so much that you can give, okay? You may feel depleted, there are some limits there, and you end up feeling drained. So the same thing may be draining for one person, it may be energizing for the other, in which case it's probably okay. But again, you need to see what it does to your own energy.
Yeah, the story I always go back to comes from my childhood. And when I was a little girl, I grew up very, very poor. And so we didn't get to have candy bars very often. And there was one day where my mom put one of those little small candy bars in my lunch. And she was so excited for me to come home to get to hear, like, did you enjoy your candy bar? And she asked me, because I didn't say anything. And I said, oh, my friend Claire wanted it. So I gave it to her. And Claire was a very rich girl, grew up in a very rich family, always had whatever she wanted. And it broke my mother's heart that I was such a kind child, that something that was a special gift from her to me, I gave away to someone who had no need needed it.
How did you feel after you gave her the candy bar?
I don't remember how I felt. I mean, I was like 5, but I know, looking back, I understand why my mom was so heartbroken. Like, well, so how do you, that's the example I give, because I know it's happened to me more times in childhood and adulthood where I've given to someone who didn't appreciate it and took advantage of my kindness.
I think the payback is, you may not see it right away, but the payback is always going to be more time and time again. You can't put a price tag on kindness. Mm. And especially if you think that this girl was sincere in her desire for the candy bar. Well,
I don't think so. But I did liked Atif's point about what are you going to do, become unkind. So I think maybe what we're talking about is, where is that line where you can be kind and then where you start protecting yourself against being manipulated or taken advantage of doesn't mean you have to be unkind. So I like that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would use an example. Many people in my family I could see from being outside, being very critical, that they were being taken advantage of, but that's who they were. They were just kind people. They would just help when you call them, they were there. And, mm-hmm. you know, what were their sources depleted, I always felt they were always happy. They just had that, it grows more when you are kind to that level. Mm. It comes down to, you know, Jim, I think you were saying about, are you going to be depleted or are you really, I think it's you have to look at it from a different lens. If you are in a kind of a relationship or in a place with someone where you feel someone taking advantage of, that's way past beyond being kind. That's more of a give and take relationship where you are in the wrong place with that person or that, you know, that individual. And that's a different way to look at it. But being kind, I don't think you have any, you know, either you are a kind person or you're not a kind person. And you just look at it from, you know, is it going to be helpful for me? I'm going to do it because it's going to benefit me somehow. Because that's why I'm kind. Well, you're not going to be kind for too long. Mm. The benefit is not always realized quickly.
You know, there's also a dynamic between what you give freely and what is asked of you.
Mm.
And that plays a role too.
I will add one thing quickly to that. Interesting point, right? So to what you said, Jim, is what you give. I think, you know, from the way I grew up, it matters what matters to you when you give that, right? If you're just giving out of the extra one, does it really matter? Does it, you know, it's not a big deal. If you already have an extra one, you know, you, for example, the candy, Robin, you talked about, well, you only had one and you still gave it to them. That just shows your character. But if you had just 10 extra one and just gave it to, who cares, right? You won't even remember that story.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I think it's really important and you give from something that matters to you. And that's the important thing. That's the story to remember. And that could be your time, right? The most important thing all of us have is time today.
That's the biggest one is I think time is more precious than anything. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we're talking about is that kindness and who you are and your character and then not being taken advantage of. It sounds like what we're saying is that's a separate subject and that's a separate thing about being able to say no and create your boundaries and know when you've reached kind of your limit and your ability. Is that what we're saying?
I think you have to establish those boundaries early on in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't course adjust well into the relationship because then the response of the person is going to be, they're not going to understand. So they're going to probably respond negatively. Mm-hmm. So in a professional relationship on the work, on the job, you can be kind with actions, but you can also be stern. I think you can do the same behavior with children. You can't be your children's best friend, but you can be kind, mm. Okay? But in a relationship with friends, maybe you can carry the kindness a little bit farther, okay? And then you say to yourself, okay, this is going far enough. And that's when you get rid of the weeds that you and I have talked about in the past. You know, just get rid of the weeds. So it really depends on the nature of the relationship, and that is personal or professional, as to how you define kindness. I'll leave it at that though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to put the kindness and caring and you know, caring for other people in the same bucket, right? And I agree, Stuart, with you. You have to draw a line from the early on. How do I handle everything, right? If someone's coming back to me and disturbing me and I just want to help them because they always have a problem, okay? The people like that too, you know, we all come across people who just always have a problem. You know, it's affecting me now. How do I draw that line? And I think that's where you understand that this is way past beyond being kind. It's more of setting that boundary where that person also is good for them to understand what's going on and then take responsibility for their own problems and not just always relying on someone else. So that's also being kind when you guide someone in the right path, in a way, if you look at it.
Well, you have to be kind to yourself. Right? Yeah. You have to be kind to yourself as well as to other people. And I think sometimes we get in this rat race where we're kind to other people and we forget, oh, wait, I should be kind to myself too.
I think what was best said earlier is it drains you. You know, being kind and being taken advantage of, and then if it mentally dominates your thinking, then that drains you. And that's not being kind to yourself.
Yeah. So we're talking about self-awareness. We're talking about the ability to be kind and be loving and be a caring person, but also being self-aware of where that boundary is when someone starts taking advantage of that. So I think that's a really good place for us to leave this conversation. Thank you so much for having it with me. Twisted my brain. They always do. I love it. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.